Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cool with Glenn Tonser in just a moment.
Ramp up your yields in corn, wheat, and soybeans with Ramp Soil and Foliar Supplement from Pike's Fertilizer. In field trials in soybeans, Ramp outperformed a leading micronutrient blend by up to 10 bushels per acre. Ramp can be tank mixed and applied with other sprays at almost any stage of plant growth. Chris Pike and his crew can customize a Ramp fertilizer blend for your particular needs. Check them out online at pikesfertilizer.com or at the Tulsa Farm Show in booth 2526. Be sure to ask them about their special discounts. Ramp up your yields with Ramp from Pike's Fertilizer.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It was announced on the Friday after Thanksgiving that the U.S. Trade Representative's Office of the Obama Administration had decided to push forward with an appeal of the WTO's ruling against their second country of origin labeling rule that they've issued in recent years. This one was the one from 2013. Fresh meat packages of beef and pork and lamb have to now say where the animal was born, where it was raised, and where it was harvested, where it was slaughtered. That is even more information, but the WTO says that is still out of compliance with global trade rules and is harmful to the Mexican and the Canadian livestock industries. According to Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State University, recent work by Dr. Jason Lusk of Oklahoma State University, the monthly food demand series that he does, the November report, really looked at that 2013 rule in a lot of detail and came up with some interesting information that shows consumers don't know that the information is even there and they don't really care.
It's the only known academic resource that speaks specific to the 2013 version of the MCOOL rule. And even more narrow than that, to what demand impacts there may or may not have been with the adjustments there. Our listeners will remember the 2013 rules when we got the born, raised, and slaughtered specificity. But what's in that November survey is basically in a confirmation of the things have been found in past work. The public still doesn't know that we have origin labeling. Generally, they're not aware that we label born, raised, and slaughtered aspects. And perhaps most importantly and most uniquely to this particular monthly survey is the willingness to pay of the public for a ribeye that comes from an animal that's labeled as born in Canada, raised and slaughtered in the U.S., or a ribeye that comes from an animal that's a meat product that's labeled born and raised in Canada, slaughtered in the U.S. The difference is you import a feeder cattle versus fed cattle are the same. There's no difference in that. And that's an important point because the 2013 rule broke apart those two. Previously, you would have had something like a product of Canada and U.S. label that encompassed both those. 2013 rule added more specificity. I would argue some more cost to this. And yet we do not have a offsetting demand benefit, if you like, per this exercise.
And Dr. Tonser says that while consumers do have some interest in the origin of their meat, there's other things they're more interested in knowing about.
If you ask somebody, do you want to know where your product's from? They're going to say yes. It's hard to say no to that. I would probably say that as well. But if you put me in a forced trade-off environment, you make me choose safety information or price information or origin information quickly goes to the bottom. This most recent OSU survey is consistent with that. And again, I want to reiterate this point because we have a lot less observations from a research standpoint of things unique on how consumers responded to the 2013 rule. This is the only one I'm aware of there. And yet the bottom line conclusion is, as you said, very similar to past work that was done around the 2009 rule.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.